More than 150 business owners, managers, and employees crowded into the meeting room to learn about changes occurring as health insurance marketplaces are due to begin enrollments. Abbott Frenier & Russell senior accountant Stephen Wood was in line to sign in for the program.
There's a lot of information out there about the Health Care Act, and I feel the chamber is a good source of information. I'm hoping to get more straight answers as we get closer to implementation. I kind of have the basic ideas of what the act is and how it's going to affect people. Now I want to see the actual implementation. My understanding is the chamber is going to be the local exchange provider, so I will have specific questions about how the exchange is going to work for the North Country.
Adirondack Health Institute education and outreach specialist Erica Walker offered a PowerPoint overview of New York's marketplace.
This morning we will go over these objectives. One is to understand the Affordable Care Act just a little bit. Just gives you a little insight as to what's in this law. Understanding why the law was passed. And then the biggie, learn about this health insurance marketplace. You will hear the word exchange. That was going to be the name of this marketplace, but they found that exchange was not interchangeable in the Spanish language. So therefore, they came up with marketplace. We're going to identify who will benefit, who is eligible, and I'll explain the enrollment process a little bit. This information is the latest factual information as of last Thursday.
The North Country Chamber of Commerce is a health insurance broker. President and CEO Gary Douglas announced a new collaborative among six major upstate chambers to deliver health insurance to small businesses, both within and outside the exchanges.
New York Benefits Alliance begins as a co-owned entity of the health insurance operations, our licensed subsidiaries, of the North Country Chamber of Commerce, the Buffalo-Niagara Partnership, the Center State CEO Chamber of Commerce in the Syracuse region, they cover 11 counties, Rochester Business Alliance, which extends through the Finger Lakes region, the Albany Colony Chamber of Commerce, and Chautauqua County down in the southwest corner of the state. We needed to provide a pathway for the smaller chambers to continue to have a way to provide health insurance services to their members. So it's a very important development.
Erica Walker notes that there has been both curiosity and confusion about the new marketplaces.
They come knowing some things, but some things that they already know are not truthful because sometimes in the media, whether on television, on radio, or in print, is either old information, and then they are curious to find out how it's going to be because this is a brand new way to purchase health insurance and think about how to go about the process.
Questions following the presentations ranged from whether alternative medicine providers would be accepted to how businesses can deal with both New York and Vermont health exchanges. Some proprietors came away from the session with more questions than when they walked in the door.
I'm Nora Gunjian from Brush Tech. Things are still not very clear how we're going to go about it, to go with the private insurance companies or go to the shop exchange because we provide insurance for our employees. But as of now, I'm not sure which direction we're going to go.
Bob Widener, Novatech. I have gained a lot more knowledge than what I walked in the doors with. I was looking for how the law was going to affect me being a small business with more than three employees, less than 50. I at least have some ideas now what the requirements are, what my time frames are, and what I need to begin looking at. I'm still concerned with where the prices are going to lie.
The meeting launched a series of forums the chamber will hold across the North Country on the healthcare marketplace. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.